two fumbles?
You know, I just squandered a great opportunity to separate myself and put the team in a bad situation. So no excuse for that. Poor quarterbacking play.
You say squandered an opportunity to like separate yourself. I mean, you felt like you had a chance to kind of.
Oh, no doubt. I thought I came in. We had a lot of energy and moved the team right down the field. 2 yards of seven or two drives of 70 plus yards or something like that, and we're rolling. And you know, coach understands the situation. Maybe in a real game, maybe we just run it and take the points. But you know, going into my eighth year, I know better, and I know I got to get the ball out. And so I can't put pressure on the O-line like that. And I know I'm in a tough spot there, and coach wants to see what I do. And there's no excuse for that. You can't do that. You can't put the team in that situation. So that's poor play.
So what now? What do you think happens next?
That's a good question. But like I said, I just let one go tonight, and it's really too bad.
Is it a situation just trying to be too fine at times, Mark? Holding on, like you said, a little too long and looking for that.
Yeah, there's no need. Just get rid of the ball and kick the field goal and go in at halftime with the momentum. Get a stop on defense and go down on offense and score, and now you're really back in the game. So that's, like I said, just not very good.
On the flip side, were there some things that you felt like you did well tonight?
Oh, God, absolutely. I thought we moved the ball great. Virgil Green and Jordan Taylor, Jordan Norwood, huge third down conversions. You know, put some throws in some great spots. I mean, I know I can play this game, and I know I'm better than I showed tonight in two really bad plays that took away from a great performance and, you know, potentially winning the job, like I said. So it's really too bad.
What is the trick when you're getting sacked and you get blindside hit and not fumbling? It seems like that's...
I mean, the second one, I don't know. Maybe get the ball out sooner. I don't know. I got to look at it. But either way, you know, we just fumbled the ball. Don't do that again. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, that was stupid.
Do you feel like a guy needs a chance this week to work with the starters all week, play over a half count?
I don't know. That's up to the coach. I have no idea.
Is it difficult mentally not knowing who the starter is going into this third preseason game?
No, it's difficult playing like crap on two plays and ruining an opportunity. That's difficult.
Okay,